Stand by on this frequency.
Right across Newcastle. You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos, Jay, Maddie and Crevo.
Would either of you marry Crevo?
Well, I'm not gay, so it'd be really weird. I get it.
This is The Novos.
Bert Newton. I thought he had a great head of hair. I really did.
The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine. Hey, everybody.
So by the time Ben came home...
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up.
The Novos.
This...
Three...
is The Novos.
Two...
and the mics are on.
Now... Hey team, welcome to Thursday. Wow, can you believe this week? It's gone so fast.
Well, quick week,
yeah,
short
it's
week.
Awesome.
Man.
Ready for the weekend again.
Yeah, absolutely. How are you guys today?
Oh,
after our big day broadcasting at Lifeblood yesterday, did we get an update on how many lives we've since saved?
I haven't checked.
Our donations?
No.
Is it easy to check? Not really. You've got to go in through a portal.
It's a bit of a process.
Oh, okay, but we'll let you know a bit later then.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Good.
Yeah, no, what good. Did you guys do afterwards? What did you do yesterday,
Maddie? What's with the awkward chat and silence?
I don't know.
What's going on, guys?
What did you do,
how
Maddie?
Awkward. Yeah, I just went home and I did some chores.
Oh, fun.
Yeah,
what did you do, Jay?
To be fair, just living my life. I put my electric blanket on. I put my blackout shutters down and I slept for 4.5 hours.
That's a good sleep.
It was amazing. And you know what? Like, with my two puppies beside me, Coco did her own thing, little snob. But I checked my sleeping because I have this new smartwatch, right, which I was telling you about the other day. And I was double-checking, like, my sleep, like, comparison from nighttime to during the day. I sleep better during the day. My sleep score was higher.
Oh, that sounds like an important thing.
Yeah.
The old sleep score.
So what you're saying is you shouldn't, like, do a night show or something. It'll
well,
feel like a night shift.
Maybe. Job. Ben maybe. Said to me, you're nocturnal. And I was like, that's why my dad calls me Possum.
Oh, there you go. We've learned a lot.
Oh, that's so cute.
Good hey. Morning, Maddie.
Hey, Maddie. How are you today? Oh, Matt, yeah, so silence
sorry,
all around.
Sorry, still
here,
waking up.
Hello.
That's all right. We all are, by the sounds of it.
Jackson's back as well.
Hey,
hello.
Jackson.
Good morning.
Hello.
The whole team's here.
Yeah.
What more do you want?
We're all alive.
Hey, yeah, it sounds like it. Oh, man. Hey, up next, an awkward bloody encounter I had last night. I'm going to get in trouble yet again. It's a story semi-involving my housemate. She gets really pissed off every time I talk about something on the air. But
you live together.
Yeah, I've been away for 4 days in Sydney.
Mm.
And I got home Tuesday night. And I've had sort of like a blocked nose. And yesterday, it kind of cleared. And I realised that the bins hadn't been taken down. They're really stinky. I've got an awkward encounter, involving the bins in the lift next.
Ooh.
That's a bad thing about not having, like, a rubbish chute. Terrible.
I love rubbish chute.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Right now, guys. And we're talking my awkward lift encounter right
Jade,
now.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Went away to Sydney for 4 days and my housemate left home alone. Now, there's a few little bits and pieces when you live with somebody that, like, you know, when they just are okay overall, but they have, like, a few little, I guess, lazy habits.
Right, okay.
Okay, because you've lived with people.
Peace,
like, yeah. So, anyway, I got home and the bin's bloody reeked. And I'm the kind of guy that if it stinks, take it downstairs, right? Like, you just, it's time to go. On the stink scale, I would say 10 being bad, like 1 being pretty okay.
And you have
it
a
was
very,
a 7.
You have a very compact bin. So it's actually underneath your kitchen sink.
Yeah.
So it's one of those real small, tiny ones that you have to pull in and out. So it's just festering away there.
I didn't care really that it wasn't taken down because, like I said, happy to do it.
Well, no, you do. You do.
No, this is why I care today, guys, right? So I thought, okay, like, I'll get my Mission Impossible on. It's always awkward taking bins down in a small apartment building because there's always a very high chance of bumping into somebody in the lift. And you're in, like, this little 2 square meter box with your smelly rubbish. It's a very, overbearing thing, right? Anyway, I thought, look, I'll take it down tonight. I don't think I'll see anybody. I looked like absolute garbage. I was, like, wearing my shitty bed clothes, no shoes on. So I'm like, okay, I'll take I'll take it downstairs in the lift. And I'm like, yep, 4, 3, 2... And then it stops. I thought, damn it, there's somebody getting in. And it's hot motorbike guy from my building who's like an absolute model.
Oh, no.
And he'd just been to the gym, and I'm like, oh, no. I can't believe it. So hot motorbike guy gets in to go downstairs, and then it stops one more down at level one. The bins are on ground floor. And then another hot guy, just finished playing sport or something, like, runs into the lift as well. And this rubbish is just overtaking the whole lift. Like, it smells like dirty old tuna mixed with, like, rotten meat and just, like, terrible, like, five-day-old rubbish.
So did you talk to the guys in the lift?
Well, I was like... oh, man. I was like, I'm really sorry about this. Hey, I was like, I've been away. It stinks. I guess my housemate didn't take it down. I put, like, my shirt over my face.
Oh, how embarrassing.
I just made more of a fool of myself than
how
before.
Embarrassing.
I was like, man, I could just tell.
Oh, my God.
They were judging me hard.
You know what you should do next time, Maddie?
I'm a filthy animal.
Fix your problem. Double bag.
Yeah.
And then if you don't have an extra bin bag... take a couple of pegs with you, and then you can offer them to people in the lift.
Well, that's a really funny but weird suggestion.
Well, that's the only way you can solve it.
Because people only put pegs on their nose in cartoons. No one actually...
I think it's a kind gesture.
It's sort of... Okay. Have you ever done it? It's very painful.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, would you like a peg?
Would you like a peg? Just buy a couple of extra, like, large bin bags that you keep as a spare, and then you can just put it over the top.
Started dripping as well. Oh, like, just that, like, there was, like, two little dribbles of bin juice in the lift, and I was like, man, usually, right, you just leave the dribbles. Because if nobody's, like, in the lift, it's like, yeah, just leave it. But they witnessed...
So, yeah, what do you have to do?
I just rubbed it in with my foot, and then I went and had a shower. It's terrible.
What a great evening for you.
Take the bins down.
And also, your chances with hot motorbike guy reduced probably.
Absolutely.
Oh, well, these things happen. Hey, lads versus lasses up next. This is your chance to get involved with our ultimate battle of the sexes. Now, the lads... quite disappointing. We're really not doing too well.
Dropping the ball.
41. We're on 41, whereas the lasses are on 46.
Yes!
The whole week ahead.
Winners!
We really need to pick things up.
The superior sex.
So, we need one guy and one girl. 13-10-09. We've got... is it a family pass the footy, isn't it?
Yeah, Knights taking on the Warriors at home this Saturday. 13-10-09. The lines are open.
New FM.
The Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
New FM and the Novos.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Lads. Versus lasses. Thank you.
Yes, a family pass to the footy up for grabs for the winner. Plus, more importantly, a gold star on our leaderboard. The lasses on 46, the lads on 41. We really need the guys to pick it up here. And, you know, we've got the extra incentive.
Boo!
Tickets. Come on.
Absolutely. Let's go to Donna at Raymond Terrace this morning. Hello, Donna. How are you?
I'm good, and yourself?
Going well, thank you.
Hey, Donna.
Hello, Donna.
Good
morning. Love that. Okay, Donna, you know how this works. Yes. The most correct answers walks away with the win. Question number one for you. What is the brand Young Henry's known for making? Young Henry's.
Wouldn't have a clue.
Beer. Beautiful beer. You a beer drinker?
No.
Yeah, that's probably
beautiful
right.
stuff. Okay, question two. The LA Clippers are a team in which sport?
Baseball?
No,
basketball. Oh. Okay, question number three. When it comes to four-wheel driving, what is the brand Cooper known for making?
Tires
is correct.
Yay, one on the board. Good job.
Good job, Donna. Just hold the line there for us, please.
Okay, we're going to our lad, Will, from Cardiff. He's a plumber and he loves skateboarding and is a big footy fan. Hey, mate.
Hey, how you going?
Good. I guess you're keen to win these tickets then to the Knights game this weekend?
Yeah, 100%.
Yes, actually, it's going to be a real good one. I heard when I was watching the news, and correct me if I'm wrong, because you'd be probably following it a bit more than me, but I think Mitchell Pearce, Kalen Ponga, and a couple of the other guys who've been injured on the bench are actually coming back for this game.
Yeah, I think you're right. I'm not sure about all of them, but I think a few of them definitely are coming back.
Yeah, it should be a good game. All right.
All the crews here.
Yeah.
The best.
The boys.
All right, here we go. Here's your first question, lads. The company Marc Jacobs is most famous for selling what? Is it one, A, beauty products, C, luxury high heels, or D, hats?
You're right, Jade. F, Z, L.
sorry, what was D?
Hats.
Beauty products, luxury high heels, or hats? Will, which one is it?
I'm going to say hats.
Hats is incorrect.
No, sorry. Sorry, okay, question two. Save Your Tears is a hit song by The Weeknd and which singer? He collaborated with a female. Who was it?
Oh, honestly, I have no idea.
That's all right. Ariana Grande. Okay.
You need this for the to go to a tiebreaker, Will. Here we go.
Yeah, come on.
Okay. Michelle Bridges was recently a contestant on what reality show?
No, I've got no idea.
Sorry, mate. You watch them from home. Ah, the Lasses have won. Yes. Good
Celebrity
job.
Celebrity Apprentice.
Congratulations, footy, Donna.
You know what? That gentleman can have my ticket.
Oh, bless your heart.
Oh. I heard how much he really wanted to go, so I'm going to have this ticket.
How cute.
Donna, you're the most
That's
lovely
so
person.
Sweet.
Hey, Will, Donna just hooked you up with her tickets. Say thanks.
Oh, my God, thank you so much.
No problem.
Yeah. Oh, that's cute.
Donna's asleep.
Now I feel bad. But couldn't help it. Winners, Lasses this morning.
Yeah, well, another point on the board.
Man, you're sick.
What do you mean?
You just, like, take things to, like, a level they don't need to go to. It's a small radio game. Small radio quiz.
Yeah, but you know what? If the lads were this far ahead, we'd be pretty...
Yeah, you'd be rubbing my nose in
nose,
it.
100%.
I just said nose time next. News time next. The New FM, good morning.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is The Novos. Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up. This... is the Novos, and the mics are on now.
Yeah, Jade, you're
up. What tricks do you use to get them to pay? Okay, so basically on 13 10 09, yesterday on the show we were talking about a builder who destroyed a house, $880,000 worth of damage, because basically the clients wouldn't pay their bills. So this builder got hired to fix their roof and put a whole new extension on.
So the client wasn't happy with what the builder's work.
Correct.
Yeah, so they've refused to pay.
And they've refused to pay the bill, which was only $6,500, right? So the client's gone away on on holidays, and then the builder's gone there when they're away, hired a digger, and it completely destroyed the top half, like where they did all the work on top of the extension on the roof of the house.
I mean, this is...
That's next level, right?
It is, but, like, they put the roof on, the builder put the roof on, so they basically just took it back off again.
Yeah, but they did a lot more damage with it, though. Wow. And, you know, when you put a digger on someone's home.
Nothing like an angry tradie.
Yeah. So absolutely. We thought on 13 10 09, are you a tradie, and what tricks do you use to get your customers to pay? Because sometimes people just don't want to pay up,
do
or
you send
they
a
forget,
goon over,
or they put it.
No, I think there's more like subtle ways, and there's little tricks that tradies learn over the years. And you know, you watch the experienced ones; they know what to do, the way to ask, the right time to send the text message.
Do you know what? As well, I think a lot of tradies that I've met ask for like payments throughout the job,
absolutely,
which is a really smart way of doing it.
Yeah,
I think.
Our plumber, because we're getting worked. I don't know how yours worked, Creeper, but my guy, like, they came, I got the bill, I paid, and then I got him back out again. I'll get the bill. Like,
so
I sort of like it that way.
Each stage as you go.
Yeah,
right?
That's normal, right?
And some will have, they set up the expectation, right? So they say, we need this much on day one, or this much on, you know, after the first day, and then this much, and then the final payment at the end, and by the end, there's hardly any left to pay anyway.
Yeah.
You know, there's these little tricks and twists along the way that are very, very clever.
Okay, we'll take your calls after this. 13 10 09, what tricks do you use to get your customers to pay.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
So we're asking you, what tricks do you use to get your customers to pay?
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Yeah, this all came about because basically this builder demolished someone's home while the owners were away because they refused to pay him $6,500 for a bill.
Ripped the roof off.
So he completely, he hired a digger and he went around and he basically took the digger to the roof because he'd worked on the extension of their home. And yeah, he was just like, you know what? Screw you guys. I'm going to get my money back. And yeah, he went to town.
The real loser here, though, actually, both are equally losers here.
I
think, you know, the digger thing probably cost him $6,000 to hire.
I'd say so. Probably for a day, for a big digger.
All of the ruined material, his time down the drain. So, like, even though the damage on the owner's house is severe, he's lost as well.
You think you're going to get more, I guess it'll cost them more in the long run because they'll just take him to court and say, mate, you destroyed our house.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a tricky one because he'll say, well, you've got to pay, you know, for what you did, but I guess the damage is a lot less.
Do you know what? There's not...
Because that's destruction of property.
Well, I guess so.
Technically, it probably is.
Yeah.
A bit of a tricky one. Interesting we talk about roofers, though, because my dad saw this... Because roofing, like a bill from a roofer can be $10,000-$20,000.
A lot, yeah.
Easily, right? So it's a really big bill and a lot of customers put off paying. But my dad being a chippy, he saw this roofer had this great trick where like this, the customer had a bill for like 10 plus thousand and he's like a bit worried they wouldn't pay.
Mm.
He walked, like on the last day of the like job, he's like to the customer, oh, you happy with it? Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's really good, blah, blah, blah. Out of his pocket, he produces a portable FPOS machine and says, right, pay now, grab your card.
Smart.
And it's like the customer has nowhere to go because they've agreed to the work. It's not like
you
can get out of it.
That's and actually just,
great tip.
You know what? I really do feel for tradies in that sense, hey, because like when you're just sending an invoice.
And they're like, people don't value your work that you just put so much hard effort and time into.
It sort of gets done, but they forget.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Weirdly. Yeah, and there can be half of that might be materials. Like you might that tradie might be out of pocket $5,000-$7,000.
Oh, that's the way to go.
And yeah, just all done in one tap on the day.
Yeah, invest in some FPOS machines,
yeah, it's
tradies.
It's expensive, but
out there,
worth
it, guys. We are playing our New FM's Snow Your Song next. So basically. How this works is we have a song, we'll play part of it, it'll stop, and you have to finish the lyrics that are missing. And if you finish the lyrics correctly, guys, oh wow, this prize is fantastic. You're off to Snow Time in the Gardens.
Oh, amazing, right? And what you do have to do, though, is sing. We're not going to take spoken word.
No, sing the lyrics. Have some fun this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. Smash it out the ballpark and you'll win a family pass to enjoy some icy fun this winter at Snowtime in the Gardens. 13-09 if you want to play. The lines are open right now.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Enjoy some icy fun this winter at Snowtime in the Gardens. This is New FM's Snow Your Songs.
Yeah, Hunter Valley Gardens, family passes, guys. Snow Time in the Gardens. We've been a couple of times, actually.
We've gone out and
always fun there.
Ridden the toboggans and stuff.
The ice skating.
That's right. We did that last year or a year before.
A couple of years ago. Yeah, but so good. All you need to do in this game is finish the next line of the song which we play to you. Let's go to our first contestant, guys.
Yeah, it's time to meet Hayley. Sorry. Hey, Hayley. How you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
Really good. Now, you seem like somebody who loves your karaoke, do you?
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see. Okay, now, you do have to sing the song, no spoken word. It's not a spoken word album. Are you ready for this?
Let's go.
Okay, Hayley, let's go. Looking on around, that's the way it's gonna be.
We'll go riding with the horses, yeah, yeah.
Let's hear. You'll go riding on the horses, yeah, yeah. Now, did you say with or on? I think you said
on.
With. I'm going to
give it. Yeah, give it.
You've gone close as nothing.
Congratulations, Hayley.
I'm going to be the favourite auntie.
Oh, you're going to take the nieces and nephews. That'll be good.
Yes. Yeah, I want to have kids of my own yet, so I've got to spoil these ones while I can.
Aww. We'll have fun, and, yeah, congratulations. You can enjoy some icy fun this winter at Snowtime in the Gardens.
Absolutely. News time's coming up next. I tell you what, Rate the Music is back as well.
Oh, yeah.
At newfm.com.au. Incredible prize this time. It's another stay out at the bay, guys. Free Wi-Fi, cooked breakfast, newfm.com.au.
Yeah, that's right. And it, you know what? It's so easy. 6 minutes and you can win a holiday. Like, that's the basics of it. You just do a couple of songs, you listen to a bit, and you're like, oh, that's a good one, or not for me. Click a few buttons in the draw for a holiday.
Absolutely.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Stand by on this frequency.
Right across Newcastle. Newcastle. You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Would either of you marry Crevo?
Well, I'm not gay, so it'd be really weird. I get it.
This is The Novos.
You're Bert Newton. I thought he had a great head of hair. I really did.
The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine. Hey, everybody.
So by the time Ben came home...
Oh, my gosh.
Turn it up when you wake up.
The Novos.
This.
Three.
Is The Novos.
Two.
And the mics are on.
Now.
We are playing Beat the Meat next. Your chance to pick up a whole heap of sausages, guys. It's a very simple game. All you need to do is call up and, of course, yell out stop before the sausages explode everywhere. It's all thanks to Singer's Butcheries. They have prices that undercut the major supermarkets without squeezing the farmers. Guys.
It's lovely seeing it's great, the meat, hey. Like the sausages in the special sausage fridge over there every week.
Well, yeah.
You know, like old school butcher's sausage. You know, the little garnish ones. On the top on the, of them as
the
well.
Parsley. It's the parsley.
It's always a bit of the curly parsley, isn't it?
That's right.
Ready to go.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Welcome to Beat the Meat.
A lot of people ask us how we came up with the idea for sausage.
You can tell it's good food when you get this many Instagram notifications in the time you eat it.
You got any hot dogs?
Say it like a sausage, not like a human.
It's the simple things in life, right, guys? Totally. Free sausages. Mm-hmm. I mean, who doesn't love that? Of course, if you're a vegan, no good, but hey.
Well, look, you can't cater to everyone.
No. Right?
That's true. Guys, very simple game. All you need to do is yell out, stop before the sausages explode.
Let's meet our contestant. Her name is Jessica, and I love this. Carpooling this morning.
Oh, yes.
Support from Amy. Hey, Jessica, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good, thanks.
That's all right. Are you girls carpooling on the way to work?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Aww. One. Now, here's the key question. If you get through without the sausage exploding, are you going to split them?
We'll probably have a barbecue together.
Oh, that'll be nice.
That's cute. You guys go to work together and then you barbecue together. What more do you want in life, right?
Well, our kids play sports together and they... together.
Oh my god, it's actually
your lives
all
are intertwined.
I know, they're amazing. All right, let's get into it.
All right, remember, yell out stop before they explode. Here we go. One sausage, three sausages, five sausages. What?
Oh, what? Okay.
Five sausages.
That's all you get. I mean, it's a small barbecue. Bring your own steaks.
Do you only have a kid each?
She was so excited, though.
Oh, that's
oh
so
god.
Sweet. Well, you're winners.
Yeah, you're winners.
Good
you're
job.
You're not big winners, but you're winners
all right,
nonetheless.
Kids, half the sausage each. No more. No more.
All yours. All five of them.
Oh, thanks for guys. Playing, guys. That's really
that's
cool.
That's a record.
I think it is.
Of a new kind. Yeah. Singo's Butcheries, they have prices that undercut the major supermarkets without squeezing the farmers, and they are not squeezing Singo's for those horses. No.
Guys, we're going to talk about my mum next and her voice messages because they're so entertaining and they're definitely getting longer and longer.
I didn't realise you were scrolling through them this morning. I just caught it out of the corner of my eye. There's dozens of them. Your mum leaves you so many voice messages.
Yeah, but I'm not going to play them all.
Yeah,
because we'd be here for a while.
A selection of the best, right?
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
And Jade, I believe your mum has been leaving you a lot of voicemails.
Jade, Maddie, Crevo.
The Novos.
Yeah, I love my mummy, but I've just noticed she's sort of gotten a little bit out of control on the voice messaging service lately, leaving me messages which didn't really so much say, she didn't have a lot to say initially, but they've slowly sort of gotten a bit longer.
So it's like one message, but in 10 parts.
Sort of.
Hello, how, boop.
Yeah. Well,
are you today?
Well, okay. Let's. Here's the first one.
Okay, let's roll.
Hello, Janice. Mum, can you give me a call, please?
Boop, boop. Right, very okay. Simple, this one.
Very, now, you know.
That one seems like a reasonable voice message.
Yeah, I thought so, right? And then, yeah, we go along to number two.
Hello, Dave, it's your mummy. I'm just tuning in to say hello.
Okay, and then there's...
that's making a little bit less, like, that could just be in a text, right?
Could have been, yeah.
Great point. These are text messages.
These are text messages. And then this is number three.
I've been having a lovely day, and I love you.
She's so cute. Four.
Yeah, I just wanted to wondering whether you still need a black card against the family. Please let me know if it's possible. Thank you.
A what?
A black cardigan, because I was looking for a black cardigan.
When were you looking for it? Is this like from years ago?
No. This is recent. I was looking for a black cardigan for like a second job I do. I wanted like a black cardigan for work.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then this is the last one, right?
Jane, I love you. And you
okay. Can- I'll be here when you need me.
Parallel to breakout.
You can call me when you... Results.
While the U-Series races okay. The Zero Tail Swing Excavators, providing exceptional performance.
You just got part of the news, and your mum yelling over the news, and then, like, the Google
getting
assistant.
Activated, and then her doing a, like, a... Like a...
A snort?
A phlegm. That was like a phlegm.
Oh. Yeah, like, out the window. Can't take the Queensland out of me. Hey, guys. So, question. Was this all in the same day or over a period of time?
Over probably about a week.
But then...
That's a week.
What you failed to mention here, Jade, is Jade only picked it a select few. There's dozens of them, Maddie. Like, they were all from the same, like, little stretch
really?
Of messages. There's so many. Jade, you, real talk, there'd be 25 plus, right?
Yeah, probably about that. I should probably answer her telephone calls, but she gets me at the wrong minute. So, she just goes and leaves a voice message, but just texts me, Mum. Like,
a lot of that could be said a lot easier in a text, like, give me a call when you can. I have no news to communicate.
That's like parents in technology, I guess, right?
Yeah, I guess so. I love the car talking to you. Man.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up.
This is The Novos, and the mics are on now.
So, guys, over the weekend, there was a big soccer game between England and Croatia. Now, normally I'm not across this sort of thing, but I had a
What's
friend.
Happened?
I had a friend who was visiting and staying for the weekend, and he watched the game, like he was watching it sort of on and off on his phone while we were drinking and stuff, and I was like, geez, man, you're really quite into this game. Not normally your thing, right? Turns out he had placed a bet on the game. Now, not just for who would win, but this bet was very specific and is what is known as an exotic. So the bet was that one player would score 2 points and another, like a specific player, another specific player would get a yellow card. If all of those things happen, he was going to get 81 times his money.
Wow, yeah, I was going to say, so the odds are so much greater for these, like, weird exotic bets. Wow.
So
my brother does them all the time.
Really?
Over the weekend when I was at Mum's place, he like blocks out entire days. It becomes like a big thing where he like has strategies where he'll like, same deal, like this person will score a try on, or like the UFC it happens a lot with.
Yeah.
As well, like this person will get the first type of punch.
How interesting.
Pays massive, like, massive cash.
Big, big payouts. Now, my friend, very close. So the player that was supposed to get the yellow card got the yellow card early in the game. Yeah, and the player that was supposed to score the two goals got one of the two.
Oh!
Very, very close. He had $10 on, he would have won $810.
Wow.
Like, pretty, pretty amazing, right? Very, very close.
Low betting.
Well, yeah, I mean, because the chances are very low, but yeah, he got $10, would be pretty sweet.
Yeah,
win,
almost
right?
A grand. Yeah, pretty good.
Pretty awesome. But he was telling me how he's had some big wins on these exotic bets in, like, basketball and stuff.
Yep, yep, yep.
So what I thought we could do, 13-10-09, what is the most exotic bet that you have won? We're talking about those bets with really big odds where you, you know, $10 maybe, you score quite a lot of money still.
It would be really interesting. They'd be out there.
I love this. Yeah, very the punters of Newcastle. Right?
Yeah, gamble responsibly. But absolutely. This is your chance to brag about that one time that you maybe got the box trifecta or that sort of thing. the things that are really hard to win, right?
Sweet. We'll take your calls. What's the most exotic bet you have made?
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
We're talking exotic bets this morning.
Yeah, this is because my friend was over on the weekend, got quite into a soccer match quite late at night between England and Croatia. We're like, what's going on? He goes, if this certain player, specific player, gets two goals, another specific player gets a yellow card, I get 81 times my money.
Wow. This is such a thing, though, but it requires so much attention and study in order to place these, like, weird exotic bets. So, like, you've got to watch all of these different weird and wonderful sports to understand them. The players, the teams, it's a real thing. People invest so many hours into it.
They really get
into
it.
It's scary in a way.
Well, a lot of people make a lot of money, though. Like, if you study the odds and you're aware of, like, the ins and outs of each of these sports, you can make a lot of money. Mm. And, of course, we don't. I couldn't be bothered. Like,
no.
Wouldn't encourage it, but.
No, gamble responsibly and all that. But he was telling me as well, just about 2 months ago, he correctly predicted the outcome of four different NBA games that were on the same day.
And that's a real talent.
He got $1,250 for that off a $10 bet.
Wow.
Fascinating. Do you know what? It's almost like the modern day form guide. So, like, when your dad or grandfather would get the newspaper on a weekend and get the racing form out and they'd study it, circle horses, it's actually the current day version of that because, you know, just different sports and you know, more money
ways
on the line.
Absolutely, and they can offer bigger odds because they can offer these really out there bets that you wouldn't, well, they're very low chance of happening, basically, is the situation.
I found this story. This guy named Steve, 61 years old, heating engineer, enjoyed a truly successful bet in 2011. When he made use of a free ticket to enjoy the horse races and placed a $4 bet. Now, he correctly chose the six horses on that day, one of which had lost in all of its 28 previous races, and he won $3 million almost.
That is amazing. That's life-changing money.
That's exceptional.
It?
That's actually like dumb betting. It's
well,
like,
it is.
You know, pure luck that.
Yeah.
Well, if you're only putting $4 on, then it's not too big a deal, I guess, because you can afford to lose that.
How
really
much
easily
would he have to put to win, like, $300 to win $3 million? I guess it depends on whatever the odds were.
Well, it was $4 bet. So
wow.
But to get, like, six of them in such, like, correct
in
order.
In the right order.
That's freakish.
And, of course, if these horses, right, had lost all of these previous 28 previous races, then the odds of them winning is so high that that's feasible.
Jeez.
Just incredible.
Well, you know what else is incredible? Birthday lotto.
Yes.
We have $1,100 to give away. It is jackpotted. Jackpot. That's right, jackpotted. It's a word. On 13-10-09, we're looking for someone born in the month of
March.
March babies. All right, be the first through on 13-10-09, and you can spin the birthday balls to win the cash.
We'll do it next to New FM.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
This is The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
This is the easiest game to play. If you have a birthday, which we all do, you call the show on 13-10-09.
Otherwise, you're dead.
Yeah, basically. Oh, no, but technically you still always have a birthday.
Oh, well,
I still play if you could use a phone, which you can't, so you're out.
We pick a month at random. You're born that month, you call the show. We're looking for someone born in the month of March.
I guess we can go over to the cemetery and look for March tombstones and give the money to their families.
It'd take a long time.
Denny from Fassy Fern, she's a family worker, returning to work after having a stomach bug. She has a 16-month-old. And her and her husband once went to Bali very early on in the relationship and both got very sick. I've been sick in Bali, Denny, and I'm sure Creva has too, yeah? It's no good, is it?
Has been sick at some point.
Yeah. Hey, Denny. Hey, Denny. So tell me,
hello.
Hey, is today your first day going back to work?
Well, since being off crook, yeah, it is.
Oh, okay. No, sorry. I just wasn't sure if you were returning. Oh, don't worry. I can't read. Yeah. I thought you were returning home, returning to work after having your 6 month, 16
no,
month
No, just
old.
After having a stomach bug. Lots of diarrhea and pain. Yeah. Let's do it. Free money for you,
money.
Danny, this morning, $1,100. What are you going to spend the money on if you get it today?
Oh, I would probably spend it on my little man.
Oh, sweet. Okay. I hope you're born on the 15th of March.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, I'm confused. Were you born on the 15th?
The 15th, yes.
Yes!
Oh, what? Get it out!
Oh, boom!
Holy jolly, $1,100, Danny. You're a winner.
Are you kidding?
No, I pulled out the 15th.
Wow. Oh, I'm so happy for you, Danny. Wow, that's brilliant. So great.
Oh, thank you so much. I have been listening for so long on the way to work, trying to get through.
I'm so glad. Do you know what? We love rewarding our listeners, and I hope that everyone gets a turn at least once, you know, to
absolutely.
Do this.
Congrats. To win.
And your little man, you said he's 16 months old. What's his name?
His name's Harrison, but we call him Harry.
Oh, how cute.
Well, Harry is going to have fun, new toys, clothes for him.
Oh, we're actually going on a trip to Fraser Island at the end of the year, so that's a nice little nest egg to kind of save for that.
How nice.
That's brilliant. Fraser Island's amazing. You'll have a ball.
Hey, Denny, congratulations.
Hopefully you don't get a tummy bug.
No.
Yeah, no, you won't. You'll be fine.
I want to play this one more time for you. Just revel in the fact that you've just won $1,100.
Oh, my God.
Good job, Danny. Congratulations. Playing again before 9 o'clock. It's not worth $1,100 now, though. Worth $350.
Awesome. Another crack at the money. Yeah. $4.9.
Man, good stuff. Yes.
Who would have thought?
That's great.
Short week. Absolutely. Big winner.
It always happens around public holidays. Have you noticed?
I haven't noticed,
no,
but like now I think about it, that's true.
Yeah.
Amazing.
News time with Maddie up next at New FM. Good morning.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Stand by on this frequency.
Right across Newcastle. You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Would either of you marry Crevo?
Well, I'm not gay, so it'd be really weird. I get it.
This is The Novos.
Gilbert Newton. I thought he had a great head of hair. I really did.
The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine. Hey, everybody.
So by the time Ben came home...
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up.
The Novos.
This.
Three.
Is The Novos.
Two.
And the mics are on. Now.
Man, I had a great long weekend for the most part. A little bit embarrassed, though. But you know me, I'm always down to tell like an embarrassing story about myself. So, long story short, right, I'm quitting drinking.
Oh,
I'm never going to have another drink again.
Okay.
Never. Okay. Like, I am done.
Jackson, can you pull that off the recorder for us, please?
Yeah, save that down.
I don't need your judgment. I'm just saying, making a claim. I quit smoking and I surprised you all. Yet to have a cigarette. True. Let me just say, 7 weeks in. Anyway, long story short, I went out to see my friends on Sunday. They were like, oh, you know, we don't have work tomorrow. Let's go out for some drinks. It was like a day drinking situation.
How fun. It's
I was at Mum's at the time. I thought, look, I dragged my sorry ass out of bed. And I'll head into the city. Mum lives like 2 hours out of Sydney. So jumped on the train, off I go. Very cold on Sunday. Have drinks. Ended up going out for the afternoon. Having a great time with like all my mates. Obviously a few two lemonades. We went to dinner and somewhere along the line, I maybe had one too many. And I've basically like forgotten what I'd done like for 2 hours. There's a 2 hour period. I like fell asleep on the train. I obviously got up from dinner, stormed out, walked to the train station, got on the train to go back to Mum's place, but ended up in like the middle of nowhere, 2 hours away from Central Station in Sydney. I had no idea where I was, and I did may have had some vom on me. So I'd fallen asleep on the train, wrong direction.
Oh.
It took me a total of 6 hours to get back to Mum's.
Oh, how horrible.
In the freezing cold. All these
different connections, back to Central, back out west again.
It's awful. I reckon maybe like 4 to 6 trains.
What a horrible experience.
That is terrible.
And that's why I'm like, man, I'm never drinking again. Because it's just a horrible feeling when you wake up on a train and you don't know where you are.
Oh, I don't blame
real
you.
Real new low. What I thought I'd do, right, 13:09 this morning. Did you fall asleep on public transport and how far did you travel? This happens a lot.
It does. It's happened to me.
Has it?
Yeah.
Where'd you end up?
I used to live in Sydney and was there for... I think my situation was I'd gone out the night before and then gone home early in the morning and, like, I was so... like, just overtired, I ended up going right up to the Central Coast, actually.
Oh, on a train as well.
Yeah, I was supposed to get off, like, in the northern part of Sydney, and, yeah, it took me about 2 hours to get back.
All right, well, let's hear your stories next up.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Guys, the long weekend, a little bit too big for me. Everybody! Yeah, definitely those vibes of Sunday night out with the friends. I was staying at Mum's in Richmond, which is about 2 hours out of the CBD. I was in the CBD. I ended up getting a little bit, you know, too
jolly
on the night. I somehow walked to the station, ended up on a train, and you know when you hear this, that the night's turned sour.
Doors closing. Please stand clear.
I didn't know where I was.
Oh, no.
I ended up in, like, West Ryde or something, not even on the same train line to go home to Mum's. Freezing cold. 6 hours later, midnight, I arrive home.
Oh, my God. Terrible situation.
How did you fall asleep on public transport, and how far did you travel? Because... I know this happens to a lot of young people. I'm a bit ashamed that I'm 31 and I'm on the train drunk on a Sunday night, but hey.
Oh, you had a good time.
Hey, look, these things happen. Also, before we get into the calls quickly, you know in Sydney they have this thing. Is it called the night bus?
The night rider, yeah.
Night rider.
I hadn't quite gotten to that stage yet.
Oh, that.
Thankfully.
You see some interesting characters on the night rider. let's just leave it at that.
Yeah, I would have been that, like, one of them on the train at, like, 11 o'clock.
But just
a little bit of vomit
started.
Down the front of my shirt, lying down on the train seat. It's always great.
Very much. So let's go to Janelle.
Janelle is
Brent.
Gone.
Brent. Hey, Brent.
Hey, Brent. How are you?
Hey, guys.
Hey, man. Tell us, did you fall asleep on public transport and how far did you travel?
Yeah, I did. So I was freshly 18. It was my first time out in town.
Yeah.
And I got on the train at Scone. Yeah. Sorry, at Hamilton.
Yeah.
And I fell asleep and ended up at Scone.
Oh, no. What was the stop you were meant to get off at?
Maitland.
Oh, no,
dude.
Man,
Scone wouldn't have that many trains, would it? How do you get back to Maitland?
So once I woke up, the actual cleaner on the train woke me up sleeping the train out. And I freaked out and... I had to wait 40 minutes for the connecting train back to Maitland.
And they kick you out in the cold. And at Scone, it'd be freezing,
right? Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, well, luckily for me, it was the last day of work. So it was in December, so luckily that was that time.
Oh, Brent.
If it was now, I would have been, yeah, so cold.
You know, the positive in this story, Brent, is that the Newcastle line trains have a toilet on them. So, like,
yeah.
You know, it's always helpful.
At least you can do your business.
Exactly. Yeah, good
they
story.
Kick you out.
Thanks, Brent. Alice, hey.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Hey, good. So did you fall asleep on the public transport?
I sure did.
What happened?
I had a week of travelling around on Eurail in Europe, and on the last night we were headed to an airport just out of Paris, but before we went on the plane we decided to, you know, go to a bar for a while, as you do, and then we jumped on the train, and then when we woke up, it was morning, we were on the coast of France and in the countryside. No one spoke a word of English, and we were nowhere near Apple Island.
You know, Alice, God. That is a really screwed up story.
Wow.
Wow. So how long did it take to get back?
Well, we finally managed to pantomime our way to how do we get back this way. And they put us on a train, and we got back to the airport the next day. We managed to get a new flight, and we turned up for our next uni lecture just in time to walk in the door.
Oh, Alice. Okay, so total hours lost. Put a number to it.
Well, we went, got on the train at night time, and it was morning when we woke up, so.
Oh, good.
Man, good solid 12 to 20 hours.
Yeah. That's, what a great story.
Thanks,
though.
Alice. Wow.
Backing it up
still,
with a class.
Still rocked up.
Yeah. There's commitment.
It just goes to show you, though, when your body is, like, ready for sleep, it doesn't matter where you are, what you're doing, you go to sleep.
You go to sleep.
Yeah.
Like, power up.
You're out of battery.
Yep.
Not giving you any more energy right now.
But What's the Goss is next with producer Jackson.
Yeah, Rihanna's new Fenty line of clothing's got people very confused, concerned, excited, all of the above. Also, too, Wendy Williams, she's laid down her rules for getting married again.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Cam, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Oh, yeah. Producer Jackson knows it all when it comes to celebrities.
Yeah, I do. Let's start with Rihanna. Her Savage Fenty legging designs have come out. I don't know if you've seen this. I've just sent you a photo, but I'll describe it for
you. Oh, my goodness.
So they're like gym leggings, but they have different designs in the back. So do you know how you normally have cleavage? They have butt cleavage.
I love that.
So, like, the top of your butt is showing, and the internet is so divided. A lot of people are like, looks good to me. Some other people are like, come on, Rihanna, we all don't have gyms in our home. Who's even supposed to wear these? They don't seem very practical.
I don't know how I'd feel with butt cleavage when I'm working out, even at home.
I mean, it's, you know, plenty of air going there, though. Like, you're getting some flow.
Ventilation. Mm. Is that what you're getting towards?
Yes.
Well, I guess you could say it's quite practical.
I guess she's a very sexual woman.
What do you mean, quite practical?
Well, for ventilation, if you're trying to stay cool while working out.
Kind of looks like a jockstrap, like in pant form, if that's even possible. These are it.
There's all different brands and sizes and shapes as well. You've got like the plunging neckline type, and it's just all very weird. I've seen you the circular sort of like boat window.
Yeah, cool.
It does look like a porthole.
You know what she's actually succeeded at, though?
What?
I've never seen this before. I don't think this exists. I think she's actually created something fresh and new.
You know what?
In the fashion world. And you know what? That's a good thing, right?
Very rare.
Can I just say too, Rihanna is just so cool. So whatever she's selling, like these come out in men's, I'm rocking up to work in
butt cleavage.
Arch cleavage jeans.
Like, no.
I'm happy to do that.
Well,
I'm happy to do that.
That's an Instagram.
You know what? Video. Come here and I'll get the scissors and I'll cut a porthole in your porthole. Pants for you.
Okay. Alrighty. HR on the phone.
Yeah.
Oh, who are we kidding?
Live from New York City, it's the Wendy Williams Show.
Okay, so Wendy Williams, of course, got divorced. Yep. She got drunk on air after it, and now she's looking for a husband again. So
you go, girl. I love her.
Sat down with Interview Magazine. I wish I had the audio of her doing this, but it's a print article, so I'm going to have to read it to you the best that I can. So she's given her demands for what it's going to take for her to walk down the aisle again. She says, I would have a very quick prenuptial agreement. Mm. What's yours is yours. What's mine is mine. I do not want to be a stepmom, and I do not want to live together.
Absolute bliss.
You know what?
That's odd, isn't it?
She was in a long-term relationship. She's pushing 60. I mean, I think if she can ask for what she wants, right? Like,
what's the point in getting married if you don't want them to live with you? Surely that's got to be a joke.
You know what it's like? You've been married a long time, Jade. You know when you just want your own space? It's like, you know, are you like that, Crevo?
What do you mean?
Like, you're in bed, the cuddling stops, just leave me alone and let me sleep.
The cuddling doesn't stop. I think you should be getting divorced if it's like that.
Yeah. A lot of people are going the way, though, of the separate bedrooms and then the separate houses as well. Like, it's very progressive. I could never do it. I mean, I'm like the summer guy likes the top. But, like, you know, each to their own.
I like my clan.
I'm also not in my 60s yet.
That's true. So, you know what? You make a great point.
Well, we are forgetting. Wendy Williams is in almost 60.
She doesn't look 60.
No, she doesn't. That's quite amazing, really.
Yeah. She's older than Ellen, actually.
Is she?
I feel like her and Ellen might.
Nah, I think Ellen.
Oh, we share the same birthday.
Ellen is 63. She's pushing 70.
Yeah.
You and Wendy Williams.
Do you know what? I don't know why Wendy wasn't a contender to replace Ellen in her time slot. You know, we're all like talking Kelly Clarkson and Drew Barrymore.
Wendy's too outrageous. Bring on Wendy.
Come on.
Well, I think they compete on separate stations for the same time slot.
Yeah, right.
But like, if you're watching Ellen or Wendy, you're 100% watching Wendy Williams. I mean, Wendy Williams gets drunk and farts on air.
That's my favorite part.
Like, Ellen dances on a coffee table. There's no competition.
I like Drew Barrymore.
You know what terrible show?
I haven't watched it yet.
Drew is like, she's paid for that talk show.
Like, get over the fact that they mic her up on her left, but she talks out of the right side of her mouth.
Oh, don't be mean to Drew. I love Drew Barrymore.
Hey, everyone, it's Drew.
Hey, everyone, you can't hear me because I'm speaking out the other side.
Poor Drew. She keeps it real. She's very authentic. She's aging gracefully.
No, do you know what?
She's a nice woman.
All Drew Barrymore does on that show is talk about herself.
And she's got to keep it real because she's not a good actress and she's not funny. It's the only thing that she's got.
She's funny. She was my Who Would You Turn For? Drew Barrymore.
If you're after,
oh my god, you wasted it on Drew Barrymore.
If you're after like a daily retrospective on Drew Barrymore's career, then watch the Drew Barrymore show.
No, just go to her Instagram. I like her. She uses face washes. I love it.
Oh my god, even her guests won't be in the same room as her. Green screen. And everyone in America's vaccinated now. There's no reason to do social distancing. They just hate Drew.
They don't want to be there. They just want the promo.
How bizarre.
How does Wendy get... I'm telling you, she gets such a bad rap. Like, bring it on.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up.
This
is The Novos. And the mics are on now.
Okie dokie, guys. We've got 105 minutes commercial free coming up with producer Jackson after 9.
Thank you, Ned Flanders.
Adley doodly.
And some say that's coming up.
Goodbye.
Backstreet Boys.
I really want to see them live.
Well, apparently they're coming down under once COVID wraps up.
How did I know you were going to say that?
Yeah, well, that's the only thing I know about the Backstreet Boys. I was getting confused with NSYNC, so I never like to name members.
Oh, no. I wouldn't get any of their names.
No. Taylor Swift as well.
Not coming down under anytime soon. No.
Too busy where she is. Guys, up next, we've got to talk about the gym because, Jade, you've been going recently and you had a bit of an interesting interaction, or should I say not an interaction, because another person who works at this radio station claimed to have seen you there but said you didn't come up and say hello.
I didn't see him. Apparently, she said that she called out to me, and I had no idea because I was trying to find my friend that I was going to a class with.
Okay, this is sort of the area we're wading into next. But look, you can call up and join the conversation as well. 13 10 09, have you had to avoid somebody at the gym? I'm thinking like workmates is
See,
an area.
I think Jade was ignoring Shanna, who works on 2HD. Like, I really do. I just think you were like, oh, it's a work person. I can't be bothered, which is totally fine.
I don't, I'm not like that. I'm a nice person. I always say hello.
Okay.
Just don't work out with me. Go to another class.
There's so many classes and exercise equipment. Look, 13 10 09. Have you had to avoid someone at the gym, or maybe you've been avoided? Perhaps your boss.
That'd yeah, be there's awkward. One.
Do you want to work out with them?
Absolutely not.
No, I'll be right.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Nina, 99 Loft Balloons. Interesting information, Crevo, just off the air there. Yeah. You informed us all that Nina is touring and in fact is a band, not one person.
That's right.
Didn't know.
I thought it was just the lady who sings, but apparently not. It's a full band.
There's your musical fact for that. Can
we be friends? Look, Maddie, you drew our attention to an interesting conversation happening in the hallway yesterday between our very own Jade and another lady who works at this radio station, Shanna.
Who? She hosts the 2HD breakfast show.
That's right.
And I went to the kitchen and I walked past, and Jade and Shanna were talking in the hallway. I think you got the tail end of it as well.
Deep in conversation.
Hmm.
Jade's like, hey, Shanna, how are you? And Shanna's like, yeah, g'day, mate. Yeah, I saw you at the gym the other night, but I don't think you saw me. And Jade's like, what gym is it? Oh, yeah, Genesis. No, I didn't see you. And I just, like, listened to it. And I thought, I reckon this is one of those times where, you know, you don't want to see somebody you work with at the gym and you're just like, no, I'll just pretend I didn't hear them.
No.
That happened, Jade.
No, I swear to God. My Zumba class started at 5:30. I was racing in there and I was already meeting a girlfriend there. To do the class together, and I didn't even look twice at who else was around. I was trying to find in.
Is it like gyms? Going to the gym is a personal thing, Crevo. Would you like to, you know, work out with? Like, there's look. I'm not saying that if you around don't want to work out with somebody, that it's an offensive thing.
No,
it's like
not.
It's a work colleague. You don't necessarily want to spend that time with them doing that, right?
Especially like, you know, someone that you don't know that well. In the office, like if it was us, the three of us, we spend so much time together, wouldn't make any difference, right? But if it was somebody, say a salesperson that you only say hello to in the hallway at maximum, it is going to be an awkward
That's
situation.
That's a bit weird.
It is a bit awkward and weird, and I can understand if you just go, you know what? I just want to do my workout in my own personal little space.
Well, most people, it's time to zen.
That is true.
Well, do you know, two young media stars in Newcastle going to the same gym. You guys should work out together.
I don't have a problem working out with Shanna if she wants to go. I'm fine.
Oh, okay. Because you said she was screaming out to Jay.
Yeah, we're yelling across the room.
I didn't hear that. Well, Maddie, I've worked out with you before you cancelled your membership.
Yeah, but we, like, it's a different, we work together closely.
Okay, question, because this might be the answer to what's happened. Did you have your ear pods in? And I meant to say
No, I didn't. I'm very friendly. If someone sees me, come, let's have a chat.
Well, that's true. You do love a chat.
I do. Can't shut me up.
So we're gonna conclude that you definitely didn't see or hear this person?
100%.
Okay.
And we'll work out with her any time.
Well, let's put that offer to her. Maybe you guys can. That'd be fun.
Yeah, well, maybe you can come along too. You come to my gym as well, Crevo.
Oh, that'd be great.
We'll
the
make
three
it a threesome. Birthday Lotto is coming up after this on 13 10 09. If you're born in the month of...
October.
Call the show now for your chance to win $350, because it just went off earlier this morning.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is...
Uh-oh.
The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's...
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
This is where we pick a month at random. If you're born in that month, you call the show on 13 10 09 to spin our birthday balls. It actually went off this morning.
Yeah, I've got the moment.
I hope you're born on the 15th of March.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, I'm confused. Were you born on the 15th?
The 15th, yes.
Yes!
Get it out!
Oh, boom!
Holy jolly, $1,100, Danny. You're a winner.
Man, that feels good, Danny from Fassy Fern. Yeah. That's so great, right?
Taking home the cash.
We're starting the pot again at $350.
Yeah, and it's time to meet our contestant this morning. His name is Phil. He's from Rutherford. He's a meter reader and owns a snake. Now, it's a diamond cross with a jungle python. How do you get your hands on that? Is that from like a pet shop, a special breeder? What's the deal?
No, I just found it up on Facebook one day.
Oh,
lovely.
Facebook Marketplace, you can buy anything.
Hey, Phil, why did you call it Abby?
Name popped into my head.
Get out, Abby.
You're a spontaneous guy. Now, I believe you want to spend the money on your car. What sort of car do you have?
A little green Vitara Suzuki.
Oh, yeah? What sort of accessories are you after, or is this like repairs?
Just to fix the back up.
You're okay. Cool. All right, man. Well, let's see. We can win you this cash. $350. You were born in October. Were you born on the 2nd?
Oh, no.
When were you born?
On the 9th.
Sorry, Phil.
Back tomorrow, guys, with $375, of course. Have a great day. Enjoy your Thursday.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Short week.
It is indeed. Jackson's in next with 105.
Yo. Lloyd. And dedication to my ex.
This for a while.
The censored version. I was very shocked when this came on, like, shuffle on my iPhone, and it was the uncensored version. Never heard it before.
Oh,
fell out of my car. So
what does it say?
I cannot say that.
Damn
it. Don't trick me.
Yeah.
Ed Sheeran and the Biebs.
Nice.
I don't care, yes. Fresh Katy Perry as well.
Electric. Why is Pikachu in the video for this from Pokemon?
Oh, is he?
Yeah, I've been trying to figure it out.
I think that's the secret power of the Pikachu.
Oh, yeah,
so she's singing about electric?
I get that, but, like, why? Can't she sing about, like, electricity without, like, a product placement of Pokemon?
No.
Maybe there's a new movie out.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Good thought, a new game.
But you know what I hated, though, when people were running around with their phones catching the non-existent Pokemons? Like, go and get a side
hustle. I liked that game. No. It was good. Pikachu.
Well, go and get a side hustle.
We'll catch you tomorrow, guys.
Bye.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo now.
Newcastle's 105.3 New FM.